This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio.
More people are putting off medical care because of how much it costs, according to a new survey out from the Federal Reserve. 28% of people say they skipped some kind of health care last year because they couldn't afford it. That's an increase of 4% in a year. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Healthcare costs have actually been rising more slowly than other costs in the last couple of years, but
people's decisions about consuming healthcare aren't determined only by healthcare prices.
Matthew Fiedler at the USC Brookings Schaefer Initiative for Health Policy says they're also determined by how much someone makes, whether they're insured, and what their other expenses are.
When people's incomes are lower or they feel other pressure on their family budgets, they may cut back in a lot of places, including healthcare.
And a lot of people's budgets have been increasingly strained recently, says Vivian Ho, a health economist at Rice University.
Because of inflation, I think people have to make tough choices. They have to decide, am I going to pay the rent? Am I going to buy food? Or am I going to get medical care that I could have now or later?
Low-income people, people who are sicker, and people without insurance are most likely to delay or forego certain kinds of care, says Cynthia Cox at the health policy nonprofit KFF.
They decide, is this something that I absolutely need to get or not? So that's why often the first thing you see people put off is dental care or vision care.
The Fed survey found people are also likely to skip follow-up visits with their doctors, mental health care, and prescriptions. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.